Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield now. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, the Matildas finished the Olympic qualifying tournament in Japan undefeated after that final game against China. How did that play out?
Well, how it played out was that going into this match, even though both China and Australia had qualified for Rio, there was still the option of one side or the other finishing on top after the five games of this series. And early on, it looked like the Chinese were going to do that. They led 1-0. In fact, they led 1-0 right up until the last 5 minutes. You'd have to, is there another word for this, unleashed. Emily van Egmond from about 30 metres out just landed, put everything she could into the ball, it dipped, it dived, and it went past the Chinese goalkeeper. So 1-1, and that means Australia finishes on top of this championship on 13 points, the Chinese on 11.
Does that make any difference to what happens in the Olympics?
Only just the seedings, Fran, but I think the most important thing is to get there and worry about those other things. The other interesting stat at the moment is the fact that Australia had all three of the top goal scorers, all added and abetted, I guess, by that match against Vietnam. Kaya Simon, 4 goals, Emily van Egmond, 3, and also Michelle Heyman. So it's been a good tournament for the Australians in the sense that they've played attacking football and been repaid for it. You know, 17 goals for, 3 against across the tournament. That says a lot about the way that the Australians have approached this, and they deserve the success they've had for it.
Terrific for their confidence heading into the Olympics, which is, you know, not far away now, really.
No, it's not far away at all.
In cricket, the T20 game between Australia and South Africa in Cape Town, it's just finished. Who won?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, Australia by a comfortable 6 wickets. Mitchell Marsh hitting the winning runs, a boundary from the second ball of the final over. And that might seem like it was pretty close, but it wasn't. It was well and truly in control of the Australians. Shane Watson and Usman Khawaja got Australia away to a good start, chasing South Africa's 4 for 178. Watson adding, this is important, 42 runs to his 2 overs and 1 wicket. He got the wicket of a very important wicket against South Africa, Faf du Plessis. Steve Smith, Dave Warner then got close, leaving Maxwell, who just did what he normally does, walked in, hit the first ball for 4 and just kept going. I think he was about 18 or 20 not out when Australia passed South Africa's total, Fran.
It's showbiz, isn't it? Fantastic. Thanks, Warwick. Talk to you again at 7:30.